With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. We're here with our guest, Lecky Tollypops.
Hi, I'm Alexa Tollypops, and I do love Harry Potter.
time state, we're going from 47 minutes and 14 seconds to 52 minutes and 51 seconds this week.
Yep.
Tom, what
Harry
are we open
Potter
on?
And the Philosopher's Stone.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. What are we open on?
We open on the boys and girls being split up after they wander into the Gryffindor common room, which is a big room filled with paintings.
Yeah.
Congratulations
guys
to Gryffindor.
Talk about the fat lady painting on the last episode.
So we didn't delve into it all that much. So the fat lady painting, Alexi was excited to see Dawn French, and I had to break it to him that first movie, not played by Dawn French, replaced in, I think, Goblet of Fire?
Perhaps. I just watched all of these movies again for the first time in years, and so I, who had seen them recently, was shocked to find out the wonderful comedian, C-O-M-E-D-I-E, N-N-E, comedian.
That hurts me.
Because she is a female comedian, and we must do a difference between the men and the women in this profession.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I believe that truly, honestly, to my bones.
Welcome to We Have Very Strong Feelings About Women in Comedy.
But I was excited to see her, and then it's not her, fat lady.
Yeah, and also, like, she has no sense of humour, this fat lady. Like, she says, password, and then, like, nods. Where Dawn French, she's like, you know, she's breaking a glass. She's like, oh, just with my voice.
Yeah exactly. Funny. She's got pizzazz. She's got a certain star quality about her where she just signs on screen.
This fat lady is named Elizabeth Spriggs. She was an Olivier Award-winning and BAFTA-nominated English actress, and she is replaced by Dawn French in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban, of course.
What did Spriggs get a BAFTA nom for?
I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah, let's find out. But she's fine. She is a fat lady. That's fine.
She ticks the box.
Exactly.
I'll say that one of the trivia for the fat lady on the thing is that Dawn French's portrayal of the fat lady sings, which might be a reference to the famous saying, it's not over till the fat lady sings.
So once she does sing in the frickin' Azkaban, you can turn off the whole series. It's effectively
That's what we call the fat lady edit.
It's effectively the end of the whole franchise.
Oh, God. But Dawn French really did bring a lot to the role of painting.
Yes.
Here's a fun fact. Dawn French, actually English despite her name.
Really?
Yeah.
And is allowed to go out at night. Isn't that weird?
But I will say, gets up in the morning like the sun.
Oh, gosh, Dawn.
And Elizabeth Spriggs received a BAFTA nomination for Best Supporting Actress for Sense and Sensibility.
Oh goodness gracious. Yeah, okay. Emma Thompson, Ang Lee directed.
Emma Thompson, who's also in Harry Potter.
Yeah, she plays Professor Gryggingus.
Professor
Gryggingus of Cratchit Castle.
We then get a pleasant scene of just sleeping boys with Harry crouched at the window, stroking an owl.
Sorry, I do just want to go back. The person that leads them into the common room is Percy, the weedy little rat cunt who's then always been that way.
Why do really you like Percy Weasley?
Hatred for Percy Weasley.
Percy, have you seen his fucking head and the way that he talks to everybody? Excuse me, I'm head boy. Fuck off, Percy.
Yeah. He's just a teenager.
No, he's a cunt.
You're coming at this with a lot of venom.
He's a cunt, and then also what he does later in the series that isn't really focused on by the movies, but he's a real cunt to his dad later in the series.
Really?
Yeah. In the books. But so as we're going across the sleeping boys, there was this one I giggled because there's a flag on the wall that all you can see, obviously it's a flag.
It's the Bi Pride flag.
It's the Bi Pride flag, because as we know, the Chudley Cannons only take bisexual players.
Okay, great.
But no, it says that it's a flag for the Chudley Cannons, which is a Quidditch team. Mm. But it just says it. All you can see it is Chudley, and it just seems like
that's
it
was one of the boys' names.
He was one of the boys' names. He's sleeping under a flag that he's like, "That's me, Chudley," and then has all his beautiful Chudley dreams.
Yeah,
like
Chudley. I was destined to be a Hufflepuff, but I'm snuck into Gryffindor.
It's just like there was only one sound that J.K. Rowling had in it, right? She was like Chudley, Dudley, I don't know, Grudley. What the fuck
Scrudley.
Else can we? Scrudley.
Everyone was called a Dudley of some kind.
Yeah. Basically, that's how it works. Is Dudleys are unmagical because they're duds, whereas Chuds are good.
Yeah, communal humanistic underground dweller, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. We have Harry looking out of the window as he strokes an owl. I will say this is one of the more clearly false owls that Harry interacts with.
Yeah, well,
I did not
sleeping.
Pick it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of false owls because you can't have owls really on set, and it's indoors. So this owl, I mean, it was an easier one to have. A shot
a
of him and an owl because
a fakie,
you know,
yeah.
it's a
I had no
owl.
Idea that they were fake owls. I thought they were all real and genuine.
No, once we start looking
at
the owls.
Do you want to tell your fact about the owls for the third time?
I would love to. Let me just find it so I don't get it wrong.
Oh my God, you don't remember it?
All the owls, actually, I'm trying to remember where it is.
Michigan?
Yes.
No, Massachusetts.
I think it's Minnesota.
Massachusetts.
Oh, all the owls that were used in this film were actually flown in from Massachusetts.
Well, yeah. Doesn't look like I give a fuck, dude.
Tom keeps telling that same fact in all the
Yeah, almost like I've been commanded to.
Well, yeah, they've got to get some fucking American actors into this somehow. Everyone's all British and shit,
That's
dude.
That's true. It is bullshit.
But this is what a beautiful moment to see Harry. He's so full of energy and Bertie Bott's every flavored beans that the kid cannot fall asleep. He's just unlocked his entire magical world. Ugh. He's having the time of his life that he's got so much beans in him that he cannot fall asleep.
There's so much beans in him.
Just much like my first day at high school, I was like, how am I ever going to fall asleep after a tremendous day full of adrenaline like this?
God, I saw so many babes.
So many freaking
did you have
babes.
A moment,
you see how her robes?
Did you guys have a moment when you transitioned from primary school to high school where you were like, I am going to be a whole new person?
Yeah, I guess you could say you. I'm part of the trans community.
All right, well.
I would tell you that I truly had that moment because my name is Alexi. Get with the program if you haven't heard that. But in like primary school, people like there would be people go, oh, that's a girl's name. That's a girl's name. So I'm like on my way into high school, my dad's driving me in. I'm like, I'm going to change. My name is my like legal name is Alexander. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to change from Alexi to Xander. My new name is Xander.
Whoa. So different though.
And I'm like, call me Xander, dude. Dad. Call me Xander, Dad.
Sorry, I misspoke.
I'm gonna go be Alexander. I'm gonna no longer be Alexi. I'm Xander. And then when they named, they did a roll call the first day. They were like, Alexander, and I was like, oh, it's actually Alexi. Oh shit. And then a guy who would become one of my good friends turned around like, Alexi, that's a girl's name.
Oh my God.
I was like, well, there we go. I'm back to being me and then I never changed.
I'm so glad you didn't change, Alexi.
Thank you.
Beautiful, sexy, cool.
Imagine if I was like Xander, I would be a different guy. Probably be a fucking actor or something.
Xander Toliopoulos is no good.
Xander
Toliopoulos.
I don't like it.
I'm a freaking actor. He's a sexy theater actor. I'm like on stage hot and buff doing Equus right now. So I'm doing a podcast with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing it back to Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We then have the fade into a nice establishing shot of the castle and then Harry and Ron running, who burst in the classroom that seems to be unattended.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a cat sitting on the desk.
Vicious cats.
Small tabby cat, which I will say, isn't it weird that when Professor McGonagall, spoilies, is in her cat form, presumably all the kids can pretty much just see her cat pussy.
Yeah. She's walking around like, God, McGonagall doesn't wipe, dude. She's got a fucking little shit turd around her fucking anus.
Man. Professor McGonagall walking into a human-sized litter tray.
Were you sick of when she transformed back, she was nude? Like, oh, just like, yeah. Oh, shit, I saw McGonagall's fucking bonagle, dude.
McGonagall's bonagle. That's a new fat lady's password. What if, like, when she transforms back into a human, like, she still had a hairball in her throat, but it just turns into a wad of skin that she coughs onto the floor?
Just puby skin?
Just puby skin. Oh.
Yeah, it's so chat. Honestly, this world freaks me out. I'm glad I had normal high school.
Do you reckon McGonagall has...
Has a cat pussy or...
Yeah, no, where are you don't worry about
has
it.
Has she had sex with cats while... Yeah.
That was what I was going to say,
she
yes.
goes down like, oh, come rum-tum-tugger and fuck my little fuck my little ass with your fucking barbed cock. Oh. Get put that barbed cock in my fucking cat puss.
Yes. Let me blast out some kittens on my lunch break.
Oh, dude. Oh,
God.
Fuck, man. She's just kegling at all times, getting that cat goop out of her.
Jesus Christ. Mm. Anyway, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Here's some fucking memory for you.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Oh, I hope he's going to be... I hope he's going to buster for Jones. Sorry. I have spent all that time looking up a list of cats' names. I'm sorry, Debbie. I know I was interrupting you. Oh, I think we can agree that I needed the list of cat
names.
It
was worth it.
Yeah,
it
was.
Sorry. I'll fucking put a little thumbs up to that one. Yeah. Tom, good work, Tommy.
Grisabella. So there's a point where she's just about to transform into a cat where the cat is still... sitting on the desk, but turns into, like, its face kind of becomes, like, just for a second as she's about to leap off and transform, it goes a little bit Renaissance painting of a cat for just a second
just a
when you can see it just goes CGI so she can leap and become Professor McGonagall.
It's very much an Animorphs book cover come to life.
Totally,
that
yeah. It's like maybe the third one. It's like cat, weird cat. That very weird cat. That's the...
Almost
that's the
monkey. Almost monkey. Human. Yeah.
Monkeys are humans and cats.
And cats are girls.
Cats are girls, dogs are boys.
Monkeys are freaking cool.
And while we're talking about what cats are, this cat is actually named Mrs. P Head. Pretty cool.
Since my wait,
that's the cat
P?
Name?
Yeah.
The letter cat P?
That is all
name.
The information we have. HumaneHollywood.com has detailed the name of each one of the cats involved in the
Mrs.
production. This
Piss
one is
head.
Named... Yeah. Mrs. Pretty Good Head, as in gives it.
Is it just...
Dude, you smear a fish paste on whatever you're doing? Oh, she'll rasp that thing off.
God, man. That's actually erotic.
Yeah. Because they were filming in such drafty castles, the cats were treated to heated floors for their fuzzy bums and paws.
They were treated to heated...
Gotta treat them to heat.
Yeah, I didn't really want to hear about
treat
cat
the
arseholes.
Heat, beat the
really?
Meat.
So they were only given the floors for their bums
and paws,
and not their pussies.
I think they were given them for.
No
I think
pussies
if you caught
allowed.
A,
no
if you caught
pussies
a cat
allowed.
Using their pussy on the floor, you would shoo them away.
I have spent quite a lot of time because my cat, his favorite thing to do in the morning is literally he cannot walk across my body without standing right on my throat.
Oh goodness!
He loves to so it just you know, and I end up wearing a cat scarf that loves to strangle me. My sleep.
A little snid.
But I've spent a lot of time looking at his penis because the way that he curves around, he stands on my tits, my throat, and then just turns around and puts his asshole in my face.
Yeah. And the penis is alluring.
Yeah. What I used to think was his asshole is actually his empty ball sack and penis.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird because it kind of just looks like obviously the empty ball sack is just kind of like two little things next to each other, and I thought that was the asshole because it kind of looks like there's a hole there. But then I looked further up and there's an asshole there.
Oh, goodness.
So I've seen him pissing and his penis does like a weird little twitch
ooh,
when
he
like kind of, it looks like he's pushing it out because it like waggles as he pisses.
God, yeah. Can you bring him over and let me have a look?
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. I'm kidding. I don't want to. I actually can't imagine what you're saying.
It's well, I'll show you after the podcast, maybe.
Yeah. Guys, we'll put up a pic on our Insta if you want to check it out.
I will put it up if you want to see it.
DM us if you want the little cat pussy.
He loves belly rubs. Loves belly rubs and he's a little perv.
They arrive. McGonagall turns from a cat into a Scottish woman. Which I assume is a curse you place on a cat.
Yeah.
And then to have the most dignified of animals be the most put upon of all the creatures upon God's earth.
The Scottish woman. The Scot.
And then she roasts those turds alive, going, "Well, Mr. Potter, I should turn you into a pocket watch, and you one of you'll be on here on time.
Maybe I'll wear you on my fucking wrist." Yeah, the weird implication.
Why don't you get a divorce if you're not happy?
Watch my special Jigsaw.
Oh, I see. That's good. Then we have a quick transition to them also running into the potions class.
Mm.
Where...
No, they're already sitting down in the potions class and Snape strides into the room.
You're right. I was mixing up who bursts into the room.
Mm. It is such a dramatic entrance from Snape.
Holy shit. His body language in this scene is off the... It's like the arm fold that he does.
Because he grabs like his robes, or like he's got more of a cape style of robe, like grabs them and sort of Dracula's in front of himself and is speaking in this tone. Like it's very sexual. The note I've written here is, "Wanna slob on his dogma pants mound."
Oh my God. I could not put it into better words myself.
Yeah.
But he's just, it's honestly, it's far too sexual for a teacher to be acting like that for his class. He's basically like swanning in, like as if he's floating with his gorgeous capey robes.
Yeah.
And then, like you're saying, the way he's cuddling himself so tender, he's like, "Mr. Potter, tell me, where can I get a scrimble dingus? Oh, you have no idea. Well, allow me to humiliate you in front of all of these classes. Hermione, you shall not answer this.
Well, your little nerd very clearly second best friend struggles in her seat.
Oh, gosh, she wants to answer, but I shall not allow her to. I'm going to make her edge on her seat with these questions.
How can I make a snake grow a beard? Tell me, Potter.
How many scrangledingers do I put in with a crangadagger to make a scrangadonk, okay?
Direct quote.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope we don't get that taken down from playing the exact audio from the movie.
Sorry, that's how I talk. It's too sexy.
It's really sexy, but I think that's just us projecting that onto Alan Rickman, maybe a bit.
It's insane. The amount of, if any teacher made the amount of eye contact that Snape does with his students, I would have called the cops.
It's mainly just Malfoy.
The cuts to Malfoy adoringly looking at Snape are fucked.
Yeah.
Like imagine like if your fucking English teacher was like, "Yes, Fahrenheit 451 is named as such because it's the degree that books and paper burn." Like, it's not
books
on.
And paper.
Books and paper.
While looking
books
just one student dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
I don't suppose you can tell me which of Hamlet's friends end up betraying him and are subject to a separate play that goes into their motives?
Who thinks that it was worthwhile hating Alison Ashley?
Who can tell me who was looking for Alibrandi?
Where would we find Alibrandi?
I must find her. I must find her.
Also, a weird moment in here where he says there's no wand waving or silly nonsense incantations in his class, which seems like a great reduction of all of magic, because all of it is great.
Yeah.
All of it is very powerful.
All of magic is incredible.
It's like a math teacher going like, "Well, it's all facts, you know, that made up book shit you're going to be looking at in English class."
I think to me...
Or fake painting like art.
Yeah, well, to me it's kind of more like your PE teacher being like, "Games aren't sports. It's not important."
Yeah, but like, I don't know. There's also...
He's more of like the... He's so snooty about magic that you won't be doing any, like, don't turn your rat yellow. That's stupid. Yeah, We're going to do important shit.
You're never going to have to learn how to levitate a rat, all right? Anyway, my name's Snape. I just got done inventing this cool spell that covers someone with cuts.
And also, watching this now, it's like... Harry Potter comes from a different world than most of these kids.
Yeah.
He comes from a world of, like, you know, middle class England where he was treated like a little turd under the stairs.
Yeah.
And I think there should be a separate class for muggle born children because they are effectively, like, you know, in this world, they're of, like, you know, developmentally delayed of some kind.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they can't catch up with the other kids.
Yeah, you're like a recent immigrant to this crazy world where you have to learn that, all these pictures fuck each other, I guess, just outside of frame.
They should have, like,
the fat lady is globbing off every Dumbledore portrait. And as soon, just beneath the frame, she's globbing him off.
He's just getting getting used to that paintings suck each other off and stuff. It's like, it'll be a frightening world. It should, you're right, it should be like an ESL class, basically. Where it's just like, now listen, here are the basics, dude.
Yeah,
now, this is a coal drawn. It's kind of like a big pot, but we use it because it doesn't have a handle, and that's better for some reason.
For some reason, it's better for us. It's non-stick, I guess, but it's also made of fucking ash. I don't know.
Do you think that maybe after the fat lady, is that why she's the fat lady? Is she like preggers with a frame or something?
Yeah, maybe that's it. She's preggers with a different painting, but they can't find a painting of a doctor to deliver it.
She was painted pregnant and can never have give birth. She's got a baby swimming in her
She's
forever.
Got that beautiful glow.
Oh, yeah. She's stunning. She's a stunner.
I will say the shot you get, I love this because the reason that Snape gets annoyed initially with Harry filmically is him being annoyed that Harry isn't paying attention, but he's just written down what Snape says as soon as he's come in. His notes are like, bewitch mind, new dot point, ensnare senses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Written down what Snape is saying are the goals.
He's trying
and
to catch up.
He's trying to do his best.
He's trying so hard.
God, it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
All right. This fucking little kid is the last person that Lily Evans? Think that was her original name ever. He's the reason that the love of my life is fucking dead. Mm. He looks exactly like his shithead dad that used to pick on me and put my books on the ground and shit.
He has his mother's eyes.
He has his dad's dick.
Yeah.
And I hate knowing that.
Yeah. God. Well, you two go together at the urinals and I saw his dad's pecker. And it was superior to my slimy, greasy pecker.
So a little bit about me. My pubes hang straight down like my hair.
I challenge you to a one duel, Mr. Potter.
God.
It stinks knowing that everyone here has a bigger penis than me, Snape.
Yeah, do you think his pubes have a middle part, just like his head?
I think that Snape's dick looks like a Ramon.
Perfectly framed. That fucking nose dangling outside of floppy hair.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Peter. Clearly fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
I will say the thing this kid is famous for is his parents died.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
maybe just step back a bit.
Yeah,
on
just
this
chill for one fucking second. Shit. Yeah, lazy, arrogant, he's just like his father. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. You've been given the frickin' golden spoon to life, Mr. Potter, with your fame. No, my mum fucking copped it in their head from Voldo, okay?
What are our thoughts on this scene? I like
it's
it.
Awesome.
It's ridiculous.
I like it. I fucking love it. I think it's a great set. I don't know why there's so much sexual energy in the room, but I love it. I think Draco's hair looks fucking sick, by the way. I noticed that too.
Oh,
so fucking good. I want hair like that.
That fucking slopped back.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
like
it.
You can tell it's meant to look like slicked back, but you know it's just crunchy as fuck because otherwise it wouldn't have lasted under the lights.
Not at all. He looks like a cool greaser kid,
oh,
you know?
Yes. I want to see it. Like, he does that every morning as well. Or I suppose he does it with with magic.
He does, though?
Scrumaclius.
Yeah, well, he would have to. He wouldn't spend time or...
You're right. The first spell he would have learned is something that makes his hair exactly into a beautiful... It reminds me of, like, chalk magic.
Yeah.
Or ice magic. Like, it reminds me of a beautiful set in stone topping.
Yeah.
He looks like a beautiful Cupid doll with that hair all like
he
that.
He does!
Yeah, the little cherub face, Cupid haircut.
Squeeze that mane ass out of his little tummy.
We cut to their homework, which includes Seamus, I believe, trying to turn his water into rum using a rhyme. Is that like some kind of weird thing?
Hi, rabbit, herdren home. Turn this water into rum.
That's some weird thing. Like they, like it's like leaving the safeties on children.
Yeah.
Where all children, they tell them that all spells rhyme.
Yeah.
Like
spells rhyme though.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Like the. Is this like their safety thing of teaching every child that spells rhyme and then slow, like, so you can teach them magic that doesn't really work?
It's just like, get drunk during breakfast, kiddo. Turn your fucking water into rum.
Yeah.
Better not fucking pronounce that last word wrong because then you're going to have a goblet full of thick piss.
Yeah, tragically, turn this water into cum works perfectly.
Yeah. Well, I guess bottoms up.
Later on that day, he's just pissing whiskey. But like the thing is, according to like what I've seen in the rest of the movies and the books and stuff, like it's like 2 years before he can actually drink. So just like wait a bit.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have fucking butter beer, dude.
Yeah.
Butter bee, butter bing.
Butter beer, dude.
Yeah. That's the name of the strip club in Hogsmeade. Butter bing.
Butter bing.
Yeah, they only sell butter beer. Children are sold the spells and rhyme. The male arrives with, again, more owls.
Owls must be shitting everywhere.
There must be
fucking guano encasing every fucking object in this world.
It's actually a weird thing
it's
where...
great Ace Ventura When Nature Calls reference,
yeah, guano.
If you check the lore, it turns out that all the owls that wizards use are actually sealed up. And so... Every 3 days, the owl explodes and you start again with a new owl.
Oh, God.
The wizards have to extract the shit out themselves, much like someone cleaning their eardrums out of wax.
Yeah, but they have to do it with their mouths, unfortunately.
They just have to suck the shit out of an owl.
In this one, we see an owl flying in profile and delivering a letter. The owl, the letter is actually attached to a harness that is attached to the owl, and then the trainer would pull a cord, releasing the letter from the owl.
Great.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm
so bored.
I think it's cool, man.
I think the making of movies is not as magical as seeing them undissected and beautiful.
I think it's cool to think of someone putting a little harness on an owl.
Yeah, that is cool. Nice.
Yeah, there
the,
we go.
The owl's into it. The owl's worried.
Now everyone's worried that my feelings are hurt. So
yes,
agreeing.
Tom. Obviously I love to dissect cinema. It's what I do every day of my life.
One of the things on the table is just a basket of green apples.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love green apple.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite artificial flavor.
Oh, okay. I like artificial. It as an artificial flavor.
Yeah,
I don't like green apples though.
Yeah, me neither.
It's one of those things that we've improved upon.
Yeah, exactly. Not like strawberry and stuff.
Pink Lady is where it's at. Only Pink Lady.
Strawberry is a worse artificial flavor, but a delicious regular flavor.
Yeah, true. Banana is just sugar.
Yeah, banana.
Banana.
Oh,
banana.
Minions. Yum.
So, Rememberal?
Yeah, Neville receives a Rememberal, which is a horrific white orb, like transparent orb that floods blood red as soon as he forgets something.
Yep.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a great...
Just send him a to-do list.
Yeah. Sometimes the witches and wizards technology is actually not as superior to our own in the real world.
Like, I get, like, owls are really cool, but a Nokia 3310 gets the job done way quicker, you know?
Yeah, and also...
Known for being indestructible.
Which is the exact opposite of these exploding owls.
Yeah.
They can only hold 3 days' worth of turds in them before they burst the fucking seams.
Well, I mean, they eat fucking rats. That's how much turd can a rat produce? I'm sure a lot.
I think the only, like, the owl uses all the rat meat for energy and uses the rat turds for its turds.
Exactly.
So the owl doesn't actually... It's only pooping out the turds it eats.
Yeah, It is the rat hole.
It's the rat hole. Shits out the rat's shits.
And it shits out its own hole itself. Yeah.
So cool.
So you had a fact that what he's forgotten... Whatever.
Yes, he can't remember what he's forgotten, but in the scene he is the only child not wearing a robe. So he's forgotten to put on his freaking robe.
What an idiot!
And any of the students could just be like, listen, dingus, okay, you forgot your fucking robe.
But they don't.
How can you not be smart enough to figure that shit out? Look at everyone around you and take a second and look at yourself. What's the difference, okay? doesn't take a fucking genius to figure that out.
I think it's probably like been enough, like this is probably what, like 2 weeks into term or something. They're like, no one fucking tell him, he has to learn on his own.
He has to figure his own shit out.
Just sick of him.
Dude.
It's just like Full Metal Jacket where they're like, we can't do this anymore. Just put soap in a fucking bag and let's get this little
They should fucking give him a red alert this evening, dude. Yeah. They fill it up with all their owl's turds and smack him with the socks.
There is, I think, a deleted scene where Neville does shoot Professor Trelawney in the tummy with a shotgun. Tom, you're doing something to the screen. I don't know what it is, but now we can see Madam Hooch walking towards the kid. No!
I nudged the controller, but it's now.
We stopped before.
Oh, God. Madam Hooch, actually one of the weirdest names.
It is pretty weird. Oh, why? It sounds like she should be like an owl trainer, but she's the broomstick instructor.
Isn't Hooch a name for like illicit alcohol of some kind?
Yeah, Hooch is just like, Hooch.
Bring the Hooch.
Yeah. Mr. Contraband.
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty nice.
Madam Hooch.
We find out from a newspaper that the bank at Gringotts has been robbed and also get a lovely shot of those goblins again. Alexi, did you know that one of the few American stars in this film, the main goblin is played by Vern Troyer, but dubbed over by Warwick Davis?
I actually did know all that.
Why? But this is my thing. When we first did this, I was like, I had no idea that was Vern Troyer. Why?
He looked different.
Why would you
a bit.
Why would you dub him over? Why?
Well, listen. Vern, rest in peace. Great star.
Is he dead?
He died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like every single time we talk about Vern Troyer, I relearn
It's shocking.
This.
It is shocking.
Have you ever seen his episode of Cribs?
Yes.
Fucking ruled.
I love Vern Troyer. He was one of my favorite movie stars from the movies Austin Powers. Mm. Austin Powers, Spy Shagged Me, and also the third Austin Powers film, Goldmember. Also, he's in a movie called The Love Guru. He's also in the movie.
What's he doing in The Love Guru?
He plays a coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then he was actually really excited to do it because it was and grateful to Mike Myers because he had written a role that a little person wouldn't traditionally play.
Yeah,
but then
that
every
is
joke
very cool.
in the movie is about him being small. So okay, I don't know why he would be so proud of it. Yeah. He's also in the movie Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. And when Heath Ledger wrote like a note for him down, it had like a smiley face on it. And then Vern Troyer got a tattoo of that smiley face when Heath Ledger tragically passed away due to playing Joker. I know a lot about Vern Troyer. I love Vern Troyer. I did know that, but I will say.
I love
say,
Vern Troyer. Where did he get the tattoo?
On his freaking hand or some shit. I don't know where.
Probably like his entire back. He was a little guy.
Oh, man.
I was having that in my head. I dared not to speak those words.
Only it over his own smiley face.
Yeah, it's life-size, unfortunately.
One of the whole things in Cribs, which was my favourite thing, I've definitely talked about this before, the two good things about his episodes of Cribs, like he has a regular-sized mansion and he has a regular, I think it was like a Hummer or I think it was a Jeep actually. Mm. And then he's like, I can't drive this Jeep, so I have this tiny Jeep also that is Vern Troyer's size.
That's awesome.
That isn't like a legal car and can't go as fast as a real car. And then the other thing that they point out is, every room in the house has a step stool in it so that he can reach shit.
Oh, I love Vern.
I love
Rest
him too.
Rest in peace.
Did he have a wife or anything?
Yeah, I believe he was married.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But he was a great actor. I think they would have dubbed it over because he had a very like strong American accent.
It's just like there can be, like, they don't have to all be British. Just let him have an American accent or just let him try his best, I guess.
Well, famously, Robin Williams did try to get the role of Hagrid.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. And then they said, no Yankees, sorry, fuck off, mate.
The information that I have is that Robin Williams and Roseanne, I think, tried to get the role of the Weasleys as well.
Oh, my God. They say Roseanne tried to get Hagrid.
Oh, my God.
You're a wizard, Harry!
I cannot imagine anyone except for Robbie Coltrane playing Hagrid. He's so fucking delightful.
He's beautiful in this. I love Hagrid. Hagrid, rewatching this franchise recently, I'm like, Hagrid is the king of this.
Yeah.
Hagrid's the best. He's the most emotionally attached character.
So likable.
Can I put my theory out to you guys? This is for further down the line.
Yes.
This won't be till the second last movie. But you've seen them all, right? I'm not spoiling any shit for them.
Dude, we can probably have you back in like 4 or 5 years when we get there.
Okay, great. great. Well, I will tell you that I'll come back for this, but in the second to last movie, the film ends on an emotional beat, as most films, especially in a continuing franchise, it should end on an emotional cliffhanger or strong emotional beat. And because that is a film that is one book split into two, the only thing they can find in that midpoint is the death of Dobby. And so Dobby is given this huge, grandiose moment in the film where it is very emotionally effective. I think this is emotional manipulation because Dobby sucks in these films.
He really
does. Not truly give a shit about Dobby at the end of this franchise for him to be given a death that notable. His death has more emotional weight than Dumbledore's does.
Yeah.
And you feel a much closeness with Dumbledore, or through Harry Potter feeling much closer to Dumbledore, and Dumbledore's importance is like, you know, extremely significant in these films. Dobby is not. Dobby sucks. He's a shit annoying character. Mm-hmm. The portrayal of him in this film doesn't carry the same weight it does in the books. And for a whole film, one of the best films of this franchise and one of the final films of this franchise, to end on an emotional moment of significance on Dobby is false. If you cry, it's false. The movie fucking manipulated you into crying, so if you genuinely crying. Because these films, I felt so the need to be such on the nose adaptations about changing stuff or adapting stuff to make it more, you know, more filmic, more cinematic. They had to keep it the same so fans wouldn't fucking go nuts.
Yeah.
And receive so many complaints from fans. May I put it to you that I think in that moment they should have replaced Dobby with Hagrid, because it would be a significant moment for a character to die, and then it'll be someone that Harry feels as much closeness to that would have the weight of someone significant sacrificing themselves for them in the film world, in the cinematic world.
Can you fucking imagine the backlash if Hagrid died? Can you fucking imagine the riots in the streets just for me?
Yeah, but it should be that way, because you would feel so upset that a character you like died.
Yeah.
And it would also be something unpredictable that people wouldn't fucking expect to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's what an adaptation should do. But because this was such a beloved text, they couldn't change anything.
Yeah.
And like,
I remember, like, in the book, it wasn't actually, it was still emotional. It was like, Harry's like, I'm gonna bury him properly without magic, but it wasn't like everybody just fucking freaking out like the way they do. I agree, it was too emotional, but they needed it for that point in the movie.
They had to. That's why it's fake.
I just don't know how they would get Hagrid to apparate into Malfoy Manor and then die on a beach.
Well, you know, that you can figure that out in the adaptation.
One
but
thing
then
that I was,
they can't go, we got to do it without magic. Imagine digging a fucking grave for the world's biggest, fattest man without magic.
Okay,
it's just
we'll do
you.
It with some magic. Yeah, let's some just magic. At least make this spade really big.
Yeah, maybe they would have started with Hagrid was at the beach and Dobby just apparated inside of him. And
that's
had
a two
dig
for
his
one.
Way out.
Maybe, I mean, we could, like, let's just fucking cremate Hagrid, because there's no, like, we are not putting this in a hole. But one thing that I will say, just because we're talking about that movie right now, I do just want to say, Pettigrew doesn't actually, we don't see him die in the movie, do we?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because in the books, the whole thing was that Voldemort gives He Who Must Not Be Named gives.
Oh gosh, he's found us.
Gives Wormtail a like this silver hand, and like the whole point of him giving him that hand was like, if you ever betray me again, or if you ever doubt me again, or something like that, this hand will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment in the basement where for a second he hesitates and immediately the hand starts choking him, which is so grisly.
And he likes it.
He fucking loves it. And he's then the only reason he dies is because he drowns in his own cum. Just fills the fucking basement, floods his basement, and then floods the actual basement.
Yeah. Voldemort, of course, had his penis inverted, so it shot the cum directly inside. So he kind of filled himself up from the boots.
Yeah, he's crying his own cum, dripping into his mouth, vomits. But, like, I think all we see happen is Dobby stuns him, takes his wand, and then he's just in the basement. So I don't know whether we're supposed to presume that, like maybe Wormtail just doesn't die in the movie, or maybe he just happens off screen, like, also who cares?
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to assume, given the knowledge from the books, that he does die from that, but also, it's
no,
just
he
left.
Doesn't. I mean, he doesn't die from being stunned. We know, because he goes, oh, and then falls forward.
Oh, yeah.
What's and I don't think Dobby's not just going to fucking brain this dude.
But when he's unstunned,
Dobby's
he probably,
just kills him.
And when he's, like, unstunned, I guess the first thing he does is like, oh, thank God, like, ah, and the hand just goes back to its dirty, filthy work.
His own calm, I suppose. But he likes it. We really should. All right. So what are our last takes? What was the last thing we remember? Oh yeah, we read Gringotts got broken into.
Yep, and that's the last.
We find out it was the vault. They say nothing was taken from the vault. It had been emptied earlier that day, and it was the vault that Harry and Hagrid went into on their first day.
Yes, that Hagrid went to.
That Hagrid went to and emptied out.
Yes, which is a mystery
out,
object.
Wormtails come back in.
There we go.
Oh, boy. Okay, so at the end of the podcast, Tom, how do you feel about Harry Potter? What kind of feelings do you have towards Harry Potter?
No strong ones. Mm-hmm. I have no strong feelings about Harry Potter. Demi?
No strong ones. Alexi?
I have a medium strong feeling. I think that this scene, the one highlight of this scene, apart from Snape being sexy, is when Harry's looking out the window. I think that's a beautiful moment. So I definitely have some strong attachment and feeling towards Harry, but at a medium level.
Yeah. There's a very nice like miniature smile that he does looking out the window. Like, finally home, I
Daniel
guess.
Daniel Radcliffe
I
found is such my a friends. Good actor.
He is such a good actor. There are some moments in like, you know, I think Azkaban, actually probably more Goblet of Fire, where I'm like, dude, they should have used a different take. But like, especially in this movie, I'm like, this kid rules.
Great child performance.
Yeah.
The all three of them, fabulous.
Three of them, very good.
This is Boyce and Sticky signing off.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Wait, do we need an elf name for Alexi?
Oh, yeah, do you have a house elf name? Oh, do you want to see the thing that I did that Demi fucking hates? Here it is. Master has given Dobby an orgasm. A knee-shaking, earth-shattering orgasm.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's erotic and beautiful.
Master has yucked Dobby's yum.
The master's shaming has only made Dobby's pleasure greater. Harry Potter must not go back to Dobby's clit.
Shit.
Master has given Dobby a crusty sock.
Oh, tasty.
Anyway, our house elf names are Boyce and Sticky.
Oh, gosh.
What about you? What would you like?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Please give me a name.
And give me a sock.
Xander.
Xander, the handsome acting elf.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Bye, guys. I have no strong feelings about Harry Potter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.